This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to the October issue of The Oldie Magazine. All articles are covered by copyright. Coming up, The Olden's Notes, Olden Life, Modern Life, and the Suez Disaster.
The Olden's Notes. Amid the grating triumphalism of Rio, who best exemplified the Olympic spirit? For true grit, nothing could surpass the 58-year-old gold medal-winning show jumper Nick Skelton, but the consensus gave the palm to the O'Donovan brothers from the rowing club at Skibbereen, population 2,500, in County Cork, who won Ireland's first ever rowing medal, a silver, in the lightweight double sculls. No one could surpass the charm of the O'Donovans for their happy-go-lucky interviews. It was Paul who first described their recipe for rowing success. It isn't complex, really. Close the eyes and pull like a dog. By the final, fans all over the Republic were using the hashtag pull like a dog. The food is fantastic, exulted Gary. You could have steak, in Cork, pronounced steak, for breakfast, lunch and dinner, with spuds if you want. No cars pink, though, said Paul, about the spuds, adding that coach Dominic Casey was going mad because he could not find a single cars pink in Rio. After the final, they did not disappoint. Paul explained their lateness to appear together afterwards, saying, I had to go and do this doping control thing, so I was there for an hour or two trying to take a pee into a cup. He was busy there and I was running around having a great time, signing autographs and taking pictures, said Gary. They'd been told that Ireland had gone O'Donovan mad, he added. They're all in the pub back home and Skibbereen's closed down everything and having a national holiday and we're missing it all. Skibbereen might well celebrate. The town's rowing club was only founded in 1970.